Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
You're an attraction. It's like this.
All right, we all know Tim McCown. I mean, McCone. 98.5, the Sports Hub. Also works at NBC in Providence. WJAR, correct? Providence, Jim?
Yes, WJAR. Channel 10.
WJAR.
That's real channel down there, right?
Channel 10.
It's the
Providence.
Channel down there, yeah.
Oh, the.
It's like the big one. What's the biggest news station around here? It's like the big news station down there.
Oh,
I think it's five. I think they're all big here. They're all big stations, but I think five. But anyway, let's get to what Tim McCone had for WJAR a couple of nights ago. He did a news editorial. You know, where they do a little stand-up in front of the camera, give their takes.
These are my own thoughts. No longer reporting. Going to give you my thoughts. I'm Tim McCone.
Not representative of my employer. Blah, blah, blah. All right, so it's a stand-up editorial. What are you laughing at?
Jim just said, it's when you know they're serious because they turn and look at the other camera. Now, I'm going to be serious.
This is the news when I look straight ahead. Then when I turn sideways, it's my opinion.
I'm no longer reading the prompter. I'm looking at this camera.
Yes.
Here's what McCone had for Channel 10 Providence, his editorial. We have not heard it yet. We've avoided this. I want to hear this.
All right, the Red Sox given lemons this week with the cheating scandal that led to Al.
Did you learn it from Big Nate? All right, everyone. Them Red Sox got some lemons.
Let him get into it. Lemons, okay? Just let him use a metaphor off the bat, and then let him get rolling.
By the way, this is Tim McCone, who you hear on this station and you know has good takes and he can do what we do. And what? This I don't understand. This is why it's funny to me. What is this?
I'm a big fan of Tim McCone.
I love Tim McCone.
All right, the Red Sox.
Having said that, here we go.
All right, the Red Sox given lemons this week with the cheating scandal that led to Alex Cora parting ways with the team as manager. But this was also an opportunity for the Red Sox to make lemonade. You see, the Red Sox own the region.
When life gives you lemons, you know what you can do with them. You like throw them at somebody at home plate, or you could just take them and make some lemonade. Man.
I've never heard that before. Hey, if life is a bowl of cherries, what am I doing in the pits?
So he had to think this out before.
That Irma Bombeck. Oh, she could turn a phrase.
All right.
For the Red Sox to make lemonade. You see, the Red Sox own the region. When it came to the sports landscape, right up through about 2007 or 2008, that's when Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, and the Patriots really took things over. Since then, it's been all Patriots all the time. But this week...
First of all, it's not a bad assessment.
When the changeover happened?
Around that time.
I'd say that's probably pretty accurate.
I'd say so, too.
The Red Sox have taken over the sports discussion in a way that we haven't seen since, well, really, 08. And they've won two World Series championships in that time. And while the discussion may not be positive, with the press conference set for today, what if the Red Sox came to the podium and kept that momentum of the discussion going and actually turned it into a positive, built on that momentum? owned up to their mistakes, said, hey, we screwed up.
Hey.
We own that, and our fans deserve better. We are going to put the best product on the field for this year that we possibly can, and we are going to win a lot of games for our fans. Circle the wagons. Engage the fan base. Us against the world, a page out of the Patriots playbook.
It's good.
I think he's got it wrong, though.
Was he supposed to put energy
page,
in this?
A page out of the Patriots playbook is to say you're wrongly accused and you will fight back against Major League Baseball.
Okay.
And you did nothing wrong and you are persecuted. You are being persecuted as a fan and as an organization. We're being punished for things we did not do.
Okay.
That it is somehow unjust.
But the second part, the whole us against the world, yes, that is... And the Red Sox used to try and get away with this. They held on to the big bad Yankees thing for a long time. Oh, those evil Yankees, the evil empire with their massive payroll. They kept playing that song long after the lyrics didn't make sense anymore. But I think he's still on to something here.
I think he's off on this.
He's not done.
It was a wasted opportunity today for the Red Sox. And with the future of Tom Brady and Bill Belichick in as much question as it's ever been, they should have been trying to capitalize on the situation. Unfortunately, today, the Red Sox certainly not stealing any signs because it was another swing and miss by the organization.
Another swing and a miss.
Because he's talking baseball.
They weren't stealing signs. Swing and a miss.
The one thing that I would argue, Tim, and let's be honest here. McCone, like all of us, sometimes you got a job to do. You got to do an editorial today, whether you want one or not. Let me throw this up against the wall, see if I don't know that this was burning in his brain and woke him up in the middle of the night. This is just something he had to come up with. So I don't want to put too much on him. But the idea that press conference where they had to fire their manager was somehow an opportunity to turn it into a positive... That's a tough ask of the organization.
Bit of a reach.
That would have been amazing had they been able to pull that off. But I don't think any of them looked at that and said, we got a real opportunity here today, guys. Now we got to go out there and say that Cora's out of here and that he's a pathological cheater with two teams now. We hired him anyway, but we can actually turn this into something good.
Lemonade.
That would have been tough.
The amazing part is the way people look at the Red Sox and look at the Patriots. With the Red Sox, the fan, and they're the same people, which is remarkable. It's like a bipolar group of people here in this town. That when it comes to the Patriots, it's the, they didn't do it. It's all made up. They hate us because they ain't us. And then with the Red Sox, it's like, oh, you're crooked as hell. You know what I mean? Like, the fans will sit there and scream at the team and say, the hell are you doing? Get Cora's ass out of here.
Maybe it's
like,
the dips.
It's remarkable.
Maybe it's the dips in how they're trained because you win and then you bottom out. And you build it back up, then you win and you bottom out. Like, it's a freaking roller coaster.
And that's the
Red Sox get no benefit of the doubt from their fans because it is in our DNA to never give them an inch. Like, the organization, ownership, you guys never get any credit. Like, do you see any fans defending John Henry ever the way they would the Patriots?
Or Robert Kraft,
right.
Yeah, right.
Swing and miss by the organization.
See,
like, never.
I don't.
What if John Henry were brought up on the charges that Robert Kraft was brought up on last offseason? What do you think the difference would be in opinion there? Sell the team! Sell the team, Henry! You suck! The Patriots?
Dirty old pro.
Oh, the police! Oh, they're out to get him! Like, it's unbelievable.
Sheriff Jumob. Officer Bodunk.
It's a 180! And it's a lot of the same exact people that have two entirely different reactions to two of the teams that they root for.
Yeah.
And I don't think the Red Sox, to speak to Tim McCone's point, could pull a page out of the Patriots playbook. It wouldn't work.
Swing and miss.
They'd swing and miss.
He calls it a missed opportunity. I don't get on the organization for now. I don't think it's an opportunity. I think it would have been a miracle. So you want to kill him for not pulling off a miracle? A miracle would have been turning that press conference into a positive where people actually feel better about the team coming out of it than they did going into it. That would have been a parting of the Red Sea moment.
That would have been Patriot-like.
But instead,
Deflate the ball.
This McCone guy down Providence calls it a
swing and miss.
Nice. Yeah.
Miracle, yeah. Not pulled off.
I love the amount of energy he put into it, though.
You know, are you stressed about getting them done? Of course he was talking about tickets. Of course it was tick. What else would it be?
Give me, just listen to the intensity when he says swing and miss here. Give me one more time, Marty.
Swing and miss.
Swing and miss.
He's a real person, yep. You know? Yeah. What do you want?
He ain't no robot.
No, he's not. It's Tim McCone. Damn it.
We've got Billy Jaffe standing by. We're going to talk to Billy coming up next. Sorry, check Billy. In on the Bruins. We'll talk to him about the latest with the Bees next.
So, and Beetle, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Now it's time for more of Zolak and Bertrand.
That's what you put in your mouth in the morning.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Let's go to the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Welcome in Billy Jaffe of Nesson. Hi, Billy.
Hello. What's up, Beetle?
Nice to hear from you,
Billy. Yeah, I finally got a hold of you this week.
Well, no. You guys were busy with other stuff.
Wow, crap broke this week. Yeah.
A lot of crap. Imagine it. So now we've had all these. So we had a coach in hockey a month ago fired for, basically, conduct detrimental or whatever, right. Unprofessional. And then you have all these baseball guys going down. And you want to talk about, holy smokes, a whole new world.
Billy, we talked about this with Wagner. Like, what would be the hockey equivalent to this? Like, there really can't be anything except...
Cheating in hockey is hard. Unless, maybe in the... I mean, and this is really nowhere nearly as extreme as what they did in the old days. Sometimes attendance and visiting teams would check out, their sticks and the curves when curves were illegal.
Yeah.
Now that's really not there. But that was just for a minor penalty. Was that illegal? I don't know. I mean, there's no signals to steal in hockey. There's not much that you can do. I mean, it's crazy what's going on, though. Crazy.
So, before we get into the Bruins too much, what happened with the coach in Vegas? Guy was coach of the year 2 years ago.
Yeah, Gerard Gallant already out there.
Yeah, he's not.
Yeah,
I mean, I know they lost a few in a row, but what? I mean,
I don't know, Hardy. I mean, this was paraphrasing their general manager Kelly McCrimmon. He just said, it's just a thing that you feel. It's a thing that you see. It's a thing that I've been feeling for a while. Well, I mean, Gerard Gallant is a phenomenal guy. I think he's a fantastic coach, and he knows what his strengths are. His strengths are communication and getting the most out of his team, and then he uses his assistants for X's and O's. But this Vegas team, they slowed down their team an awful lot with some of the acquisitions they made, and yet now they were unhappy with how they were playing. Well, sometimes you got to look at the personnel that you bring in. And meanwhile, last week they were literally in first place. They lose a couple of games, and now they're on the outside looking in. They won last night in Peter DeBoer's debut as their new head coach. So it's crazy. You get a coach fired. You fire a coach, in Gerard Gallant. And then you bring in another coach that was just fired by the San Jose Sharks because they didn't like how their team was doing. But now you say he's going to be better for your team within days. I mean, it's crazy, man. It's nuts. I haven't seen this before.
How do you feel about the Bruins' sort of response to the way they've played? I'm going to ask you about the other lack of response, but
yeah.
The way they've played lately, they've sort of...
They've left you want, yeah, a little more.
Last night was maybe a bounce back. What do you think?
No, it definitely was. I found last night to be... Actually, I found last night to be incredibly on in the sense of... you know, some teams may have gone overboard to try and show, you know, that toughness, to show that response. And response was the absolute word of the night, Beetle, from our pregame show to even the postgame show. I mean, a guy like Halak had to respond not only from previous games, but also from that first goal that was let in. And man, oh man, did he respond in the game. So good for him, good for the team. I thought that their all for one, one for all attitude was real. I thought it was organic. I thought it was evident. I loved it. Look, I think the Penguins also do that to the Bruins. There's a lot of respect for that Penguin team. Maybe a teeny bit of, you know, this though. You know, you fear the opponent a little bit. It puts your antenna up a little more. And I thought the Bruins engaged fully all game long, and they brought the effort and energy that they hadn't had, Beetle. I really did. I thought it was a very appropriate but not overboard response.
You want to do the response to Tuukka?
Response to Tuukka. What did you make of everything that didn't happen the other night?
It was a little surprising and a little disappointing and definitely more. It's more of a new age hockey response that at times leaves you wanting for more. I think we saw I guarantee you guys talked about this during the week a little bit, you know, the whole Zach Cassian, Matthew Tkachuk incident from 5-7 days ago where Matthew Tkachuk didn't respond. Zach Cassian took matters into his own hand of the Edmonton Oilers and pummeled him. But because Tkachuk never allowed for himself to engage in the fisticuffs, Cassian got a 2-game suspension. So after the Bruins tried repeatedly to engage Emil Bemström, who's not going to fight, he's not going to. It's, you know, they finally said, screw it. I mean, they had to get back. And actually, the truth is, once they stopped getting back, they actually played pretty well against Columbus, but it just wasn't enough. They didn't have enough energy.
Yeah, Wagner told us that, too. And he said, and we ended up finding out, you know, and I think they get unfairly criticized sometimes. Like, well, the big bad Bruins aren't there anymore, but the game has changed. And, you know, Wagner even said, you know, it's four lines now. It's not where you put that fourth line in. And you go in there and skate around for a minute and a half. You're looking to take heads off. You know, four lines with the scrappiness, you know?
You're right, and the game has changed, especially significant. I mean, you want to talk about it changed coming out of the 0-4 lockout. It changed even more so coming out of the last lockout the last 5 years. As we've seen teams now, I mean, completely get away from having any element of what you're referring to, you know, Zoe. The only thing that the Bees could have done, and I do think that maybe they thought about this, is, you know, that's when the old drag them into the fight happens. You find somebody else. Maybe you get a little close to their goalie, a little close, and you see what he's about. And you don't take his head off,
right. But
you bump him a little bit. And if that means you take one penalty, but if somebody then gets dragged into the fight, you know, it's not a pun. It's a real phrase. I mean, you drag him in, so to speak, then that's what happens. But maybe, look, we still got a lot to go, but maybe this kind of reset kind of emotional thing was needed. And look, I want them to use these next two games before the break as let's go in on a high and look at the break as a positive. Don't look at it as a negative, like I can't wait to get to the break. And you're focusing on it so much that it becomes a negative. Use it as a positive to ride high into it.
So we talked to Wagner about it, about what was going on in that game. And he said, he made this comment that I thought was important. And that is, he said, no disrespect to anybody, but the game is better now because we don't have, you know, these dedicated guys that are there to grind it out on the fourth line and, you know, be an enforcer. He said, we've got skill guys.
He said he tried to fight too, though. He said, I went right on the ice and he said, I'm fighting, let's go. But they didn't want anything to do with it. And that the kid's a 19-year-old Swede. And it's just, it's a one-time thing with him.
Cassidy also had comments about it too. And I felt like when he was defending the toughness of the team, I felt like he was defending the sport and the way it's gone as much as he was his own team. And I think that's sort of how they feel. And the game being different now than it was, as you mentioned, changing after the lockout, changing even more so over the last 5 years. But I think that teams, even if they feel like, yeah, we want to be a tough team, they're just not willing to have some of these guys on their roster because they don't want to give up the skill anymore.
And they don't want to – two other things. It's the same thing, basically. They don't want to give up the contract and the cap space. Even if it's a small contract – I mean, if it's a small cap space, you know, let's call the $700,000 league minimum right around there. It's every penny matters. And you also you know, you can call up a guy that can play a few minutes for every – so often. You can't have a guy on your roster regularly that can only play a few minutes. You need to know that that guy can play 10 minutes of legit hockey. You need to know it. Those special players, and I know Bruins fans don't like hearing the name of Tom Wilson, but you know what? Damn it. He is special. He's a battleship with a good motor. I mean, he's one of those guys out there. And those guys are so hard to find that when, you know, nowadays our sport doesn't train those type of players anymore. We train kids to toe drag. Everybody's got to score goals instead of being a crash and banger that will also defend and will also work hard. It's just the truth. But those guys are so hard to find, fellas, that teams aren't going to give them up for nothing. I mean, that's why a lot of them have to be homegrown. They do.
All right. Billy, also wanted to ask you about the shootout. We continue to ask about this. Why are the Bruins so bad at it? And how in the world did Brad Marchand not take the puck with him the other night?
Part one, I just think I think I've said this to you before. They're thinking about it too much now. They are. They're not coming in on instinct anymore. They're coming in on thought. And it's easier said than done, but come in, you know, the guys that are really good in the shootout, they free their mind when they're doing it. They have an idea of what they want to do, but they almost treat it like just this fun moment. And I feel like the Bruins players that the players they've chosen, just come in thinking instead of reacting. And I don't know the other one,
more so last night, I thought, Billy, and Marchand even tweeted about it today. He got loose on a breakaway when they were shorthanded. And had an opportunity to, I mean, who knows if he would have scored, but at least get the shot off.
Yeah,
and,
I know.
And he whiffed on it. So snake bit isn't the right word. I don't know. And
yips, this is the equivalent of the yips.
Is it the yips right now for him? I'm hesitant to use the word yips because that's an ugly word, too.
It is, but listen, here's the thing. Look, Brad Marchand was a one-man wrecking crew on the PK last night. He was awesome. He was awesome. I know I remember the player talking about. He came in, but he's thinking, but he was awesome and he's still awesome. And he is one of the greatest players in the world right now. That is not hyperbole. That is truth.
That's true. Yep.
And he's just going through a little thing where he's just, I mean, if you talked about the tweet on your, I just saw it a few minutes ago.
Yeah. We didn't talk about it, but I saw it too, where he says a pair of hands is missing.
He said wanted. It's a great tweet. It really is. I don't have it in front of me. It's like wanted, missing, you know, hands and whatever, you know, please, if you find them, please return to me. So I think he knows it. I love the fact that Pastrnak passed to him for that empty net goal. I don't know if you guys caught it after the empty net goal. Marchand had this kind of look like, thank God I hit the net on that one. I did it. Do not pass on this guy. Meaning, do not think that this is going to be a long-term thing. But you know what? He's proving, and I don't know what the equivalent would be. Zoe, is for a quarterback, is it missing the snap a few times?
It's missing a wide-open guy.
Missing a wide...
Thrown a guy by over 5 yards, yeah.
Right, and they're human. And that's what it proves. And you know what? I said this on the air after that game, and as much as I hated him missing it because the Bruins giving up that lead was even worse in that game against Philly... But maybe this is the type of thing, it reminds people, A, that they're human. Maybe it shows kids out there, too. You're going to screw up. You're going to make a mistake. You're going to get through it, too. It's okay.
He's doing it on purpose for the kids. Yeah.
He needs to go out. He needs to go to Pucks and Paddles tonight and get hammered.
That, you know what? Sometimes a little indulgence goes a long way. Yeah, sometimes for an individual and then the team.
But you got to play hungover, too. So he should do it tonight and tomorrow night.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. If you're going to play guilty, playing in a matinee can be tough, but maybe, you know, playing guilty is important, too. It used to be a skill that certain guys had that, oh, my God, they used to love it. I can tell you. Anyways, all good. But hopefully this is just a short-term thing.
All right, Billy, appreciate the time. Thanks,
Billy.
Have a wonderful weekend, fellas.
Billy Jaffe with us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Coming up next is Read and React.
Is it hot? Is that hot?
Or we are...
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Boston. Boston. Boston's home for sports. Zolak and Bertrand on 95 The Sports Hub. It's time to read.
Raspberries. Apply. apples.
And react.
How long does it take you to go to sleep?
With Zolak and Bertrand.
Put them on a glass.
On 98.5, The Sports Hub.
This is one of my favorites. How long does it take you to go to sleep?
Read and react. Artie, you take it away. Right now.
Hold on. Louth hasn't closed out of this thing, so now I got to jump through 19 hoops.
There you go, Louth.
Wait till he's out of here.
Stupid.
All right, here we go. You ready to read and react, gentlemen?
I'm ready to read and react.
Why don't you open it right before you, Artie? All right, all right, all right.
Read. Carlos Beltran, Jason Veritek, Jeff Luino, AJ Hinch, Jim Crane, Ron Renicki.
Are we doing this?
Yep,
we're doing this today?
Yep.
Wow. Wow. Insensitive at best. Inappropriate, at least. AFC Championship game. Chiefs host the Titans. Mike Vrabel asked about his hyenas.
You call your guys hyenas.
Hernias.
What is that about?
We were street rats. I used to call them street rats. And then I woke up before the playoff game against the Patriots. And Tom, my good friend Tom Brady, put out a really cool Instagram, Facebook, whatever he's on. Post of him being this lion or something and then these hyenas. And I'm like, you know what? That's a great compliment because that's what we want to be. We want to be hyenas. We want to be street rats that live in the jungle that hunt in packs as a team.
He's right. One of the things I did last week, I started to watch these animal videos. And he's right. These hyenas, like, there's this lion that had this antelope and it killed the antelope. So the lion, this big, fat, lazy lion, is like trying to drag this antelope into the bush, like underneath these jaggers to where he could hide the meat and feed his cubs. Then all of a sudden, one hyena comes. Then he scares that one off. Then it's two. Then it's three. And he can't handle it. And the hyena take the antelope and get it all out of there. Like 50 of them. And that's what the Titans are, and they need to play that way this weekend.
Who are you watching, The Lion King?
Animal Planet, man. You get them freaking the safari videos.
You know what he is? He's like Lefty and Donnie Brasco. He loves those animal shows.
And you could still hear the flesh ripping and the bone snapping for them eating it. And that thing.
That's what we want to be. We want to be hyenas. We want to be street rats that live in the jungle that hunt in packs as a team.
Okay. So I would like to commission an artwork from you. You're a very talented artist.
Yep.
I would like a depiction of hyenas that are actually street rats that actually live in the jungle and then hunt in teams. Okay?
Okay.
Hyenas that are street rats that live in jungles and hunt in teams.
Do that.
Whip something up for us?
Sure.
All right. Chiefs wide receiver Tyreek Hill talking about Kansas City's offensive weapons.
Well, I feel like nobody in NFL can guard any of us. That's just the confidence that I got. No DB unit or any defense can guard any of us. So man-to-man is just easy for us to beat. And if you just allow us to just run through zones, it's even easier.
I hope he's not right.
He's right.
I hope
he's 100% right.
I know. I hope they come up with something. Tyreek Hill?
Keep the ball away.
You want Tyreek Hill in the Super Bowl? You want him possibly hoisting the Lombardi trophy?
No.
That guy?
No, not at all.
It's going to happen, guys.
Take care of y'all bread. So when y'all done, you go ahead and take care of yourself.
Yes.
React.
Take care of your chicken.
Take care of your mentals.
Your chickens. Your mentals.
Your mentals. NFC Championship game. Let's talk about the 49ers playing host to the Packers.
You know what?
What?
There's not many people talking about this game, which is weird.
No, no.
Under the radar.
San Francisco is a freaking number one seed, man.
Doesn't
matter. They get no respect. Go ahead.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. This is Jimmy G asked about his knee injury from last year.
Things have a way of working out. And so I always told myself it was a blessing in disguise, you know, the ACL and everything. And yeah, we got Bosa out of it. So, I mean, that's a pretty good trade-off, I guess. But, yeah, things have a way of working out, I guess. Just this ride is crazy. You just got to roll with the punches.
Way to take a shot at the other quarterbacks because they couldn't win. Oh, we got Bosa out of it because we sucked because I didn't play.
Yeah,
a little bit.
Is he wrong?
Nope.
Not wrong.
100% correct.
Not inaccurate.
100%
correct. Also doesn't need
correct.
To be said. None of that needs to be said.
Hey.
He's like amusing himself.
This is all new to him, and he's handled everything the right way, man. Cut the dude some slack.
Oh, Zoe the Jimmy G fan all of a sudden.
No, man, I've always been a Jimmy G fan.
Nope, cut him some slack. Moving on.
I'm keeping the other guy, I'll tell you that.
So while y'all at it right now, take care of y'all bodies. You know what I mean? Don't take care of y'all chicken.
React. Would you y'all take chicken. Your, like, Chachi has chickens, right?
Yeah.
Chachi LaPret. Good y'all friend, chicken. Chachi LaPret. Would he bring his chickens in on a day like today? Because you do the time and temperature. Like, today's temperature.
No, I think they can keep themselves warm in the coop.
Chickens can.
They heat the coops.
Can they go out and chicken poop? Like
people that
outside?
Have chickens put a heater in them.
Really?
Yeah, they do.
That's got to smell nasty in that coop.
Ugh. Finally here, the NFL announced the centennial class of Hall of Famers this week. Former Cowboy Drew Pearson did not get in. Would you like to hear his live
yes.
reaction?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
To not getting in.
This is so bad.
It broke my heart. It broke my heart. And they did it like this. They strung it out like this. I'm sorry.
Is it that bad?
Yeah, I mean, when you get to that age and you're seeing all these other guys get in that you really think you're better and your stats hold up better than. Yeah. I hate how they do it to these guys when they put the cameras there. Because, like, what if it's great when you get in, like, and you see Ty Law crying and there's David Baker.
Well, who had
hey,
the
Ty, welcome to the Hall of
who
Fame.
Who had the camera? Who had the camera on Drew Pearson?
I guess they had him on all these guys. Like, when I tell them yes
it was
no.
like the NCAA tournament when the teams sit there waiting to see if they get in
Wait
or not.
Wait a second. The NFL sent cameras to Drew Pearson knowing yes. that he wasn't going to get in, or someone else was taping Drew Pearson?
NFL wouldn't be that harsh, right?
I don't think so.
Well, it's the agony of, you know, throw victory, agony of defeat, Hardy.
All right.
Three. You feel me, though? Take care of y'all mentals, because, look, we ain't lasting that long.
React. Thank you, Hardy.
Good advice. Thank you.
Very good. 617-779-0985. What? What, so? What do you got?
No.
Take care of y'all mentals.
He's right, though. I mean, there's no way the NFL was filming him. And I'm thinking, well, maybe they were. Maybe they liked this publicity.
We've got a segment coming up next. It's called Tanguay Drops Bombs. Because the man was on fire last night.
Sometimes
all kinds of reporting.
Sometimes the lights are on.
We'll do that coming up next.
Is he taking care of his mentals?
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling. HelplineMA.org.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times. Yeah.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now, back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
Last night, Zoe kept texting us Tanguay things.
So, Gary not quite active on social media usually. But man, when he gets all kind of information in one night, look out.
He's always obsessed with watching Felger and Maz yep. and watching Early Edition.
Yep. I watch it all.
And then talking it. Crap about all of it.
Love it all. Love it all. I called Gary, too. I'm like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Where'd you get this information?
So you want to start with the Cora thing? Let's start there.
Let's go.
Here's the audio of it. Gary Tangway with information on the Red Sox and Alex Cora.
According to a source, John Henry had every intention to keep Alex Cora as the Red Sox manager, despite Cora's impending suspension from Major League Baseball. When the possibility arose that the Red Sox could be stripped of their 2018 World Series title, the owner threw him out of the boat. The owner gave up his manager. Sacrificial lamb. The word is both the Red Sox and the Astros are nervous they could lose their championships. A lot of anxiety at Fenway Park.
So Tangway got information that they told him you could strip your championships unless you get rid of your manager. Just throw him out of that boat. It's a big boat. Henry's got a boat.
And what do you think of this report?
What was Shaughnessy on with him 2 days ago? Shaughnessy said they're going to circle the wagons and keep him. Like, that's the way that was trending at the beginning of the week.
Yeah, I buy it. You know what I think is going on?
Well, now two people are saying it.
Just look at the press conference. Look at the press release.
Yeah.
Forget what the sources say. What do your eyes tell you? What do your ears tell you when you listen to John Henry the other day or you read his press release? How sad they are. How conflicted they are.
Yeah.
I don't think they wanted to fire him.
I don't think they did.
I think it's duck and cover is what this is. I don't find anything remotely unbelievable about that. Totally reasonable.
I was sad at the notion that I would have to fire Alex, but it made me more sad to have to give up the trophy. I like to put them on display on a credenza.
If he thinks that firing his manager is going to lessen any penalties, or if maybe that not being true, but if he keeps the manager, the penalties will be more severe, then yeah, he's going to dump the manager. Is that wrong? Is that hanging the guy out to dry? I don't think so. John Henry didn't devise a scheme in Houston. Alex Cora did. Alex Cora is the right guy to have pay the price of anyone who's damaged by it. Yes, Alex Cora, sorry, you did it. You got to go. And I think that if I get rid of you, I might have a better shot of not being as punished as severely as if I keep you. So you've got to go. There's nothing wrong with that.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I don't think there's anything about... They're going to feel conflicted about it a little bit. It's like they obviously have to get rid of the guy. But who wants to go find a new manager?
Nobody.
Oh,
by the way, he works. I know it didn't work last year, but, you know, following the trend of bringing in a new Red Sox manager and having him win the World Series, Terry Francona, John Farrell, Alex Cora. Good. Step one. Okay, you got to tank at least 1 year early on. Step two did that. He seems to be following the pattern, but people like him, and the players like him. They don't want to go through all this. They're probably as sad about that as they are anything.
Yeah.
Oh, crap. Now we got to go find another manager. Mm. This sucks. Has he spent a lot of time with John Henry, the two of them close?
No, they put a lot into it, and then, yeah, you win it. It endears you. Ownership, like,
sure,
it's my guy, it's our guy, we found him, we made such a great decision bringing him here.
Meanwhile,
people questioned it at the time. I remember that. Go ahead.
Tangway has this too. He tweeted last night, I don't think we have the audio of this one, but he says, as I reported on our Bella Early Edition, Tom Brady and his family are making preparations to move once the school year is over. And Belichick inquired about coaching jobs. Let's save the second part of this report. They're unrelated. Let's start with the first part.
Okay, the first
Tom Brady and his family are making preparations to move once the school year is over. In fact, one of our correspondents, Jim Louth, was on the road yesterday. Actually,
On assignment,
stopped by the residence in Greenwich, Connecticut. Brady has been rumored to have put a deposit down on. What was the scene there, Jim?
Jim, you have your Brady jersey on, or did you wear your Hannah jersey?
I believe,
down?
As you told us yesterday, there are boots on the ground. Meaning what?
Already know he had that red Hannah jersey on and his work boots.
No
fist pump.
No for sale sign. No nothing.
No for sale sign. Okay.
Lots of work being done on the property and the house. Lots of workmen coming in and out gate. They have a private gate, little code at the front of the gate, but the house is really close to the road.
How's my house mailbox? And interior, maybe renovations and work being done on the property.
Oh, yeah. You saw piles of like branches, so they maybe took out a few trees.
Oh, debris.
Like.
And it appeared that there were maybe some interior work going on, or no? Do we know that?
It looked like. I saw
contractor vans.
Pickup truck full of sheetrock going in. So
sheetrock.
Maybe that you're creating a separate like meditation room, stretching room,
and a hot yoga.
So it looks as if someone is preparing to make the home their own. Not living there.
This doesn't look like staging. This is not like, we got to change a couple of things around here with a rug and maybe a
white worker pants on and
throw
like
pillow
t-shirts.
Here. To make it look livable.
Hard hats, Jim? Like, what are they wearing? They look like grunt workers?
No, it looks like someone's doing work on the home.
Yeah, inside and out.
And so, if you've seen this home, if you've seen the photographs...
If you've seen a worker in your home, you know what it looks like.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like a guy in a trench coat and a turtleneck that's in there to interior decorate your house, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Like, these guys are in there setting up some new walls and stuff.
If you've seen the home, this home is not in need of any work whatsoever. So any work that's being done is to customize it to a very wealthy person's desires because the home is ridiculous.
Well, we don't know. That maybe it's a group of people. They went in on it. Maybe they're turning it into like a big frat house.
It's a flip. They're flipping it.
Maybe it's
a $10 million flip.
Christina and what's that kid's name? The guy.
Maybe, you know
I
what they're doing?
Say, so,
like a lot of those houses along Jamaica Pond, maybe they're turning it into condos.
Ooh, maybe.
Those are nice.
Maybe.
Big ones.
So that is what's going on down in Greenwich. And so
driving around goes, he lives next to a golf course. No, nope, that's just the front lawn.
Tangway said Brady and his family making preparations to move once the school year is over. When that rumor had come out the other day that they had moved, I immediately said to you guys, I don't know if it was on or off the air, I said, he's going to move his kids in the middle of the school year? And then we had this long discussion about private schools and how it don't matter. Hardy filled me in about these private schools where you can do whatever the hell you want as long as you're rich.
Beaver.
From what I'm told.
You want to take a vacation? Take a month-long vacation. The school doesn't give a damn because you've paid them a boatload of cash. Yeah, the whole new world that I wasn't aware of. Yep. You know?
St. Quincy, pal.
Well, no. In Quincy,
just they value
showing up and going to school and learning something in a school district like that.
It's just
not whatever this foo-foo rich school is for Brady's kids.
And nothing would surprise me. We all went to public schools. We all send our kids to public schools, right?
Yes.
Everyone here.
Yes.
There are things that happen in some of these in private schools in general. And then once you get into the high-end private schools, it's a different world. But I don't dismiss the notion that they would want to finish the school year in one place. Look, just good people. Just nice people. If they are making any kind of a move, not unthinkable that they would wait until the end of a school year and move the kids. According to Tangway, that's what they're doing. Tommy Curran told us quite the contrary.
He said there is no house in Connecticut. Well, he might be right for right now. All that can be true. There's no house that Brady's living in Connecticut.
They can move to Costa Rica.
That's what he said. But that doesn't mean that in June there won't be a house in Connecticut that Brady's living in. And maybe they haven't passed papers yet. That work is being done as part of the agreement to sell the home. Do this work and we complete the sale.
Got to reinforce that deck or we're not buying.
So right?
We're not going to pay property taxes until this work is done to the house and then we'll sign papers.
Going to need a few new 2x8s on that one.
So it's two big nuggets. Two big nuggets
down drops. Here.
So... That's a big one from Tangway. Why don't we pick up the other ones out?
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.